Good morning, everyone, and welcome this morning to our final Sunday service of the year. And I've chosen this great old hymn as the one to start our service together, as we remember that for all of us, the call is for us to trust and obey. So now let's come to our God in prayer, asking him to help us to be those who move into a new year with our trust in him. So loving Heavenly Father, we pray that you will fill our hearts with joy this morning, that we march into a new year with Jesus as our Saviour and with the solid and sure hope that he will lead us and walk with us every step of the way. So we pray that you will help us, as we have just sung, to be people who are marked by a great trust and dependence upon our God, and to be determined with the Holy Spirit's help to be obedient to all that you tell us and teach us in this coming year. And we ask this in your name, in the Saviour's name, we pray. Amen. Now, I want us on this final Sunday of 2020 to focus upon the words of a psalm. And so if you've got a Bible and would like to turn to Psalm 121. I'm not going to read it to you because we'll be reading verses as we work our way through it. But it would be helpful if you had it open and were able to follow. Now, we all know that punctuation is very important. And I remember reading about the chappie who was typing out his CV, and he put in answer to the question that he had to record what he did in his spare time. And he typed, "I enjoy cooking my family and my dog." Now, a couple of commas there would have made all the difference. And this Psalm 121 is, in our English translations, tends to suffer a similar fate. So if you're using an older version, like the Authorised Version, you will read in this first verse, "I lift up my eyes to the hills from which my help comes." And of course that gives a totally wrong impression. It reads as though the psalmist's help comes from the hills. And that's wrong. Psalmist's help doesn't come from the hills, it comes from the Lord. But probably as the psalmist was looking at those hills, probably each time he looked, it would remind him of the immense difficulties of his journey ahead. But I suppose also he would see something of the awesome majesty and power of his Creator God. And so when in trouble, when needing help, the psalmist would turn his thoughts to the Sovereign God, Creator God who made the mountains and the hills. And as he looked at those high mountains and dark valleys, the psalmist would be thinking about the journey of life that lay before him. There would be real difficulties in getting over those hills. There would be really dark times in the valley before he could get to where he was going. And as he looks at the road ahead, the psalmist asks the question, "With all that in front of me, where will my help come from as I face these mountains of difficulties that are just too big for me?" And surely, after a year like 2020, a year like no other in any of our lives, and as we now look on to 2021 and the journey ahead of us there, as individuals and as a church, we'll be asking the same question. How will I get through? Will there still be a church, a body of believers, when the all clear is given? Where will my help come from? And so let's look together at the answer that God gives to his children. "I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Help for the journey will come from the Lord. And you notice, if you have your Bible, that the word Lord there is in capitals. This is the covenant name of God for his people. This is the covenant God who owns his people. The God of our salvation will be the source of our help as we step into a new year. And this God, our God, is the maker of heaven and of earth. He is the creator. He is the sustainer God who watches over his people. And so there is nothing in all creation that doesn't belong to God. He created and he holds the whole universe by his power, and he is sovereign over what he has made. He's the living God who does things, he holds things, and he plans things. And if you believe in a God like that, it will make all the difference in the world to how you move into 2021. But the psalmist now looks to those huge, impossible mountains ahead of him, and then turns his gaze to God, the Lord. And then the mountains of impossibilities seem so small. So we look now at verses 3 to 8 to see how God's help comes to his people. Verse 3, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and evermore. And the phrase that stands out and is repeated numerous times is watches over or keeps. This is God's promised help for you in this coming year. It isn't that he's going to give you the occasional glance. It's the fact that his eyes are on you all the time. So, does that mean that for the Christian everything will go swimmingly throughout 2021? Well, no, it can't mean that. Because things don't always work out for the Christian. But it does mean that God's plan and purpose for you will come to pass. And notice this is God's individual promise to you, verse 3. It's your foot. God will not let this psalmist's foot slip, and he will not let your foot slip if you belong to him. You're not going to fall away in 2021. And it's not just for you as an individual. The promise concerns every minute detail of life. Your foot. In other words, God is committed to watching every step that you will take. He never takes his eyes off you. He says there's no slumbering. In other words, no dozing off. There's no sleep. Nothing ever escapes his notice about you. And that verse 5 says to us, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand, and the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. It's not that God is watching you from a distance. He's as close to you as your shadow. So anything that touches you has to get past him first. God will shade you from the heat, from the trial and troubles, and he will shield you by night in your darkest times. You're in his hands for everything. He says that involves your coming, your birth, right through to your going, your death. God never, never leaves you. And he says that it's for now, right at this moment, and on forever. God's care for his covenant children never ends. And look what's covered. He says, everything in heaven and earth's covered, day and night, sun and moon. coming and your going, now and forevermore. Everything is covered by God. There is nothing you will face that is outside the provident care of your God. So let me close by just clarifying what this psalm is saying to us so that we don't get the wrong impression and misunderstand. Because the question comes, well, does that mean that the Christian is never touched by the world's troubles and pains and loss? Well, obviously not. God's people lose their jobs. They face poverty. They die with COVID. They get cancer. God's people are persecuted. They face the troubles. The church is attacked. The same things happen to God's people as to the unbeliever. In another psalm, Psalm 73, the psalmist asks this question. He says, why do the wicked prosper and the righteous suffer? So we know for sure that this psalm can't be, Psalm 121, that is, can't be teaching that the Christian goes through life totally untouched by trouble. So what is the message of this psalm? Well, it's telling us that the things that hurt us in this life have to get past God first. In other words, whatever does hit us, God has allowed. He's allowed his children to experience pain, and loss and trouble. But the reality and truth is that it is ultimately always for our good. God knows how these things bring into our lives a trust and a dependence on him that we would have never known before. Because our holiness is far more important to God than our short-term happiness. So God allows tests of faith to grow us and to give us opportunities to witness so that our lives back up what we say with our words. Living in this way of trust and obedience to God, the world will begin to see that we are shielded by God's power, that no Christian can ever perish, that no one can snatch the child of God out of his hands, and that Jesus will not lose one, not one, of those the Father has given him. So Jesus says in Luke 21, verse 18, this is a verse you can take into the new year. Not a hair of your head will perish, and God will bring you to your eternal home. And all of us need never to forget that. That's where we're going. And until we get there, God will never, ever take his eyes off you. And so we're going to close with this hymn that reminds us that our God will hold us fast. And as we remember that, we are glad and rejoice in him. Thank you.
those he saves are his delight. Christ will home be found, precious in his holy sight. He will home be found. He'll not let my soul be lost. His promises shall last. But by him at such a cost, he will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so. He will hold me fast. Bled and died, Christ will hold me fast. Justice has been satisfied, he will hold me fast. Raised with him to